The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, June 23rd, 2014. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the third episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know all about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines, coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 dates of the year. So, this week's news stories included a great review by the Sydney Morning Herald of Bell Shakespeare's Henry V. USA Today had a glowing review of Shakespeare in the Park's Much Ado About Nothing. The Dallas Morning News reviewed Trinity Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, calling it a tour de force. The New York Observer eulogized Shakespeare in the Parking Lot as it ends a 20-year run. The Macomb Daily had a story on Dueling Hamlets, a faux reality show a la American Idol, which will benefit the Detroit area's Shakespeare in the Park. Variety reviewed Shakespeare in the Park's Much Ado, saying that the production makes magic. Theatermania.com had a great story on the various free outdoor Shakespeare presentations this year in the Big Apple, with a nice highlight of New York Classical Theater and their concept of runaround Shakespeare. Classical Light also had a story on the many outdoor Shakespeare presentations in NYC this summer. Playbill had a story on that drunk Shakespeare bar show in Manhattan. The Virginia Gazette previewed the Virginia Shakespeare Festival's productions of both Julius Caesar and Illyria, their musical adaptation of Twelfth Night. Nuga.com reviewed Shakespeare Chattanooga's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, calling it a full redneck presentation. Star Local Media out of Plano, Texas, previewed the opening of Much Ado About Nothing by Shakespeare Dallas. TownTopics.com, the website for Princeton, New Jersey's weekly newspaper, had a great overview of Macbeth's place in theatrical history, with stories including Orson Welles' Voodoo Macbeth in 1935 and the current Kenneth Branagh production in New York. The Courier-Journal had a review of Kentucky Shakespeare's Sweet and Hilarious, their quote, A Midsummer Night's Dream. The New York Times had a fascinating look at John Lithgow's journal as he prepares to open King Lear for Shakespeare in the Park. WOWT.com, a television channel based in Omaha, Nebraska, wrote about the opening of this year's Shakespeare on the Green Festival. WIVB.com, a television channel based in Buffalo, New York, covered the opening of Shakespeare in Delaware Park's opening this season. The newspaper of the University of Wisconsin at Madison covered their upcoming Mendota Seminar, which uses rare books and technology to delve into the works of Shakespeare. The Sacramento News and Review, in a story it called "'Tis Shakespeare Season," covered the festival's local to California state capital. MyEasternShoreMD.com previewed the opening of Romeo and Juliet by Shore Shakespeare Company in Wilmer Park in Chesterton, Maryland. The Delaware County Times previewed Richard II by the Shakespeare Guild in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Playbill previewed the upcoming season by Chicago Shakespeare Theater in Illinois. The Fresno Bee looked back on 10 years of the Woodward Shakespeare Festival in Fresno, California, and looked forward to the coming season. KPBS in San Diego previewed the upcoming El Henry by La Jolla Playhouse and San Diego Rep Without Walls, calling it a Mad Max update of the first part of Henry IV, and it sounds like a blast. ComicBookResources.com reviewed positively the first issue of the third and current multi-part arc of the comic book series Kill Shakespeare by Anthony Del Cole, Connor McCreary, and Alan Bellinger. The Oregonian had a quick review of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's all-female production of The Two Gentlemen of Verona, calling it a pleasant summer evening. Broadway World reviewed Georgia Shakespeare's As You Like It, calling it a hit, a palpable hit, and a Shakespearean Looney Tunes cartoon. The Pasadena Star News reviewed Southern California's Shakespeare by the Sea's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, calling it charming. Broadway World had an announcement for the upcoming puppet Titus Andronicus by the Puppet Shakespeare Players and the SIT Productions. Done in the style of Avenue Q, this play will open next month in Manhattan. The Prescott, Arizona News had a story on the upcoming production of A Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare in the Pines. The CBC/Radio Canada had a story on the Hamilton, Ontario, Canada Fringe Festival, where they will have one night dedicated to a performance where candidates for the upcoming Hamilton municipal elections will take the stage to perform Shakespeare for charity. The Film News of Britain reviewed the Shakespeare Globes presentation of Macbeth in London, calling it mesmerizing. WNDU-TV announced its second offering of Firehouse Shakespeare public readings of The Merry Wives of Windsor. And the New York Times had an article on the Actors Gang production of A Midsummer Night's Dream and its director Tim Robbins in China. Now, let's take a look back in the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history of his plays. On June 17th, 1239, Edward I was born, the king dead center between King John two generations before and Edward III two generations later, who, well, just wait until we talk about June 21st. On June 18th, 1429, Joan of Arc defeated Fastolf and Talbot at the Battle of Patay, as depicted in the first part of Henry VI. On June 19th, 1566, James VI of Scotland was born. He would later become James I of England following the death of Elizabeth I. It would be James who would become Shakespeare's patron and turn the Chamberlain's men into the King's men. On June 21st, 2013, Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing was released in North America. On that same day, 1377, Edward III dies. Because his son, Edward, Black Prince of Wales, predeceased him by 7 months, King Edward left the throne to a 10-year-old Richard II, and we know how that turned out. On June 22, 1483, Edward IV's marriage to Elizabeth Woodville was declared invalid, and Edward's children, bastards. This led to Richard, Duke of Gloucester, being offered the crown, which he accepted on June 26, and he was crowned Richard III on July 6 in Westminster Abbey. On June 23, 47 BC, Cleopatra gives birth to Ptolemy Caesar. She claims that Julius Caesar is the father, and while Caesar does call him Caesarion, or Little Caesar, he won't make him heir. And that was your week in Shakespeare. Been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending June 23rd, 2014. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we'll catch you next week.